A small conference room at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Syracuse was recently transformed into a world of poverty. A simulation run by the Syracuse anti-poverty group Visions for Change gave 100 people a chance to see what it's like to walk in the shoes of the poor. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there were lessons learned.
A pretend corner market, a busy spot in the simulation, but it wasn't the pretend food that was drawing the most interest. It was the bus passes. There was also a hint of desperation from some of the customers.
Do you know anyone who can put me up? I'll pay something. I have a baby. My mother's room now.
I would check with the homeless shelter.
I don't want to stay in the homeless shelter. It's not safe.
What strikes you walking around a room of simulated poverty? The noise and the constant movement, the desperation of these pretend poor moving from agency to agency, to bank, to pawn shop, just to stay afloat.
I want you to remember that you're feeding your children.
And often the desperation leads to crime, and the victims are often the poor, leading to the big crowd in front of Pistol Pete's pawn shop.
Why are you selling your stereo?
Because I had my money stolen, and I filed a report, but they have to do investigation, and I have to pay for a couple things. I have to pay for food and mortgage.
And slinking around, someone ready to take all the stress away.
You got something for me?
Pills. These will make you happy.
But that high can also take you to the simulated jail cell, resting place for one recovering alcoholic arrested for public drunkenness.
I've been recovering, but I'll go a week or two, and then I need something to take the stress off, you know. So I got caught drunk and disorderly. So here I am in jail.
All of the stories handed to community members to play were real, according to Visions for Change Vice President Betsy Dunlap. So what's the point of the whole thing?
This poverty simulation helps the community gain an understanding of what it's like to be in poverty and the daily decisions, the daily struggles that people go through.
And what have these faux poor learned?
The way the systems are set up, it's just a constant battle, and they feel like they have to jump through hoop after hoop. And you know, if you don't have the money for this, then you need to prove you have that, and you need a card for this, and then you got to go to another place to get that. Then you can come back to cash a check, and I think it's really hard.
One other big lesson, how difficult it is to crack the cycle.
How could you get out of it if you're just living from moment to moment to survive that day? How do you plan 5 years from now that you won't be poor anymore?
All right. Is everybody ready for week three?
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.